AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris says she has picked a running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. She says he has delivered for working families. Harris will introduce Walz tonight at a rally in Philadelphia. Walz is a military veteran and union supporter who helped enact an ambitious Democratic agenda for Minnesota. The governor spoke here on the 4th of July.
We, like many Americans, we're worried. We're worried because of the threat of a Trump presidency is not theoretical for governors. We've served when Donald Trump was president, and the threats to our nation were real.
Donald Trump sent a fundraising email calling Walz dangerously liberal and saying he would unleash hell on earth, light trillions of dollars on fire, and open U.S. borders to criminals. Flash flooding is being reported in places like Savannah, Georgia, and Columbia, South Carolina. Tropical Storm Debbie is moving very slowly, and that means heavy, heavy rainfall. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says they are prepared.
Our assets are continuing to be staged, and our personnel are embedded in local emergency operations centers in the affected areas. We've got the Department of Public Safety, Department of Natural Resources, Forestry Commission folks, Georgia DOT, teams ready to deploy and are being deployed right now in affected communities.
At least five deaths have been reported, four in Florida, one in Georgia. The mayor of Savannah, Van Johnson, told people there to expect a rough day. Authorities in Japan say more than 120 people have died of heat stroke in the Tokyo area last month. Temperatures have reached record highs in Japan. It's a much different day today so far on Wall Street. Stocks have steadied after gains in Japan. It's a bounce back from yesterday's big losses, the steepest drop on Wall Street since 1987. At the Olympics, a marathon swim test run has been canceled in Paris over water quality concerns in the Seine River. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving higher on Wall Street as some calm returns after the market's biggest loss in almost 2 years. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow rose 423 points, that's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1%. The market is coming off a sharp three-day losing streak set off by worries that the U.S. economy is slowing down. Better-than-expected earnings reports from several U.S. companies helped the market find its footing. Kenvue, which makes Tylenol and Band-Aids, jumped 14% after reporting stronger profit than expected. Uber and Caterpillar also rose after reporting better results than had been expected. Seth Soutelle, New York.
Lawmakers in Nassau County on Long Island in New York have approved a bill to ban the wearing of masks in public places with exceptions for people who cover their faces for health reasons or religious or cultural purposes. Supporters say the bill would prevent violent protesters from hiding their identity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.